Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm David Cheel. This week, David Honigman has written about The Chain. In early 1975, two Americans, Lindsey Buckingham and his girlfriend Stevie Nicks, had just joined a once-famous British blues band which was now down on its uppers. Buckingham was a perfectionist, and he buzzed around showing the other members how to play their parts on the songs he was bringing to the project. The bassist, John McVie, was unimpressed. He said, "The band you're in is Fleetwood Mac. I'm the Mac, and I play the bass." And that was that, as Mick Fleetwood, who was the Fleetwood, records in his autobiography. A couple of years later, Buckingham and Nicks had been integrated into the band, and the new lineup had a successful album under their belt. It was now Fleetwood and McVie who laid down the signature bass and drums riff on The Chain, which featured on their globe-conquering album Rumours. It would define what was the high watermark of Fleetwood Mac, with all due deference to former members Peter Green, Jeremy Spencer, Danny Kirwan and Bob Welsh. Fleetwood Mac were in the throes of a romantic geometry so complex it would have bemused the Bloomsbury group, and they were recording in a Sausalito studio in a blizzard of liquor and cocaine. All of them were writing bitter songs about each other. Stevie Nicks essayed a song she called The Chain. "I'm down on my knees, begging you please, baby, don't leave me," she sang, presumably to Buckingham. In demo form at least, the song is pretty, but abject. At the same time, Christine McVie, the former wife of bassist John McVie, was working on Keep Me There, a throwback melodically to her solo album of a few years previously. The opening may have been nugatory, but the chord progression up into the chorus had a driving tension, and 3 minutes in, her husband let fly with that 10-note bass riff, and the song raced through an extended coda, with Christine McVie playing jazzy electric piano. Nearly all the elements were there. The two songs were forged together. New lyrics emerged, turning submission into defiance. "Damn your love, damn your lies," Nicks now sang. The sound world of the song became bleaker, and McVie's keyboards were toned down. To knit the whole thing together, Buckingham recycled the instrumental guitar passage that opens "Lola, My Love" from his and Nicks's earlier Buckingham Nicks album. The resulting amalgam simultaneously hymned the pain of personal separation and the strength of community within the band. "I can still hear you saying you would never break the chain." It was the only song from this lineup credited to all five members of the band. Many songs from Rumours were released as singles, but not The Chain. In the UK, though, the song achieved ubiquity when the BBC used it as the theme music for its Formula One coverage. The Doppler rush of the instrumental break perfectly mirrors the head-turning swivel of watching race cars. This must have delighted Fleetwood, at least, a car enthusiast from his youth. Cover versions are surprisingly rare. The Saskatchewan hair metal band Kick Axe fuzzed the riff into unintelligibility. "Listen to the way it blows. Florence and the Machine performed it at Glastonbury in 2010, casting around valiantly for the appropriate key, but fully channeling its tribal intensity. US country folk singer Sean Colvin was tasked with reproducing the song for a 1998 track-by-track cover version of the album Rumours. Her take on the chain is slinky and soulful, yet fades out just before the bass riff. By contrast, the Los Angeles punk experimentalists Liars doubled down on the darkness on Mojo Magazine's album Rumours Revisited. Their reading is glitchy, murky, obsessive, and again, riffless. But the world of hip-hop can tell a powerful riff when it hears one. The track Windblow, by Cleveland rappers Bone Thugs and Harmony, is essentially freestyle rap over a more or less unchanged middle section of the chain. A more ingenious homage came in Up Your Speed by the British rapper Suede Asafo. His song is a tribute to automotive antisocial behaviour, with a video full of souped-up monster cars performing donut handbrake turns. It ends with just a snatch of the outro from the chain, combining the band's imperiousness with a cheeky nod to Formula One. Difficult to follow me. Got a phone call from the street that I know. She said, Sway, come over, there's nobody home. Up my speed, got to her house, only to find out there was nobody home. Sway and Pirelli were like running and Reggie, and I dominated the game like I'm Don Corleone. Decipher a lion, so City, we're ready now. Up your speed, ringtone on your phone. We did it for the streets, man. Show me the bad things we did, got us rich, man. Never shitting videos by the beach, man. Rocking my hat and shit, they can never reach me. Fleetwood Mac themselves fell out, broke up, recruited new members, grew up, and eventually reunited in their five-piece form. The centerpiece of their live sets is still, inevitably, the chain.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.